A coalition of mayors and brain scientists are trying to get the U.S. government to make early childhood education both a priority and a right in America. This latest initiative, rolled out at the U.S. Conference of Mayors this week in Dallas, would be the first attempt to incorporate the latest brain science into actual preschool programs, while addressing parent needs for daycare and public school needs for kids to be prepared to start kindergarten at grade level. It's called Early Childhood Nation, and it's funded by the Bezos Family Foundation that is already funding actual programs for schools and homes called Vroom. Education Secretary Arne Duncan supports the program that got a unanimous vote of approval from the U.S. Conference of Mayors this week. He sat down exclusively to talk about early childhood education with The Takeaway while we were in Dallas over the weekend.
First of all, this is the best investment we as a nation can make in our children, in our families and strengthening families, and in terms of having a strong, viable economy long term. So I'm just an absolutely huge proponent. The impediments are, by definition, to significantly expand access, as we need to do. You have to invest. You have to spend some money. Mayors get this in a bipartisan way. Governors get this in a bipartisan manner. 30 governors are investing, actually more Republicans than Democrats. We think that's fantastic. That common sense, that leadership that's happening in real cities and real states hasn't translated yet to Washington.
You know, in many ways, one of the legacies of the Obama administration, aside from some notable examples, is working around the legislative process, convening other levels of government to try to solve problems. Is that a sustainable future for the federal government when we really think about here in the city of Dallas, the sort of LBJ missions that involved a federal, state, local, congressional partnership with the White House?
Well, I think we have to work on every front. And I always say education should be the ultimate bipartisan issue. And we work in an absolutely non-political, non-ideological way. We're thrilled high school graduation rates are at all-time high. This is in everyone's best interest. So we will continue to convene. We will continue to bring people together. And we'll continue to work very, very hard to build more bipartisan support for this.
So then what are the investments that need to be made? We've got wars ending, supposedly, in Iraq and Afghanistan, even though frustrating crises facing the president right now overseas in Europe and in the Middle East. Where are the resources going to come from? And what are you waiting for to happen?
So we've invested our department in partnership with HHS, which has been a fantastic partner, over $1 billion to date. We feel fantastic about that. Historically, our department did very little in the early childhood space, and we're seeing many, many states step up to increase both quality and access. Just in the next couple months, we're going to put out another $250 million, so we're continuing to invest. We're just not investing at the scale that I think our nation needs and our children deserve. And so for us to go to that level, the president has proposed a $75 billion program, not any kind of mandate or anything like that, but where we would simply partner with states and local communities that are investing themselves and leverage all of our scarce resources and take tens of thousands of children off of waiting lists. To do that, you need a new revenue source. We've proposed a tobacco tax and, open to other ideas, but you can't do this at a zero revenue point. We have to increase our investment in high-quality early learning opportunities from birth through age 5.
Does that involve a federal commitment that really changes the relationship between the federal government and local and state traditional responsibilities for schools? Do we need to say in the United States that education is a federal responsibility for the first time?
Well, again, just on the early childhood space, all we want to do is simply partner. And where you have mayors who are investing and governors who are investing and increasing, the number of seats and quality significantly, again, what's heartbreaking to me is to see so many states that are doing the right thing in communities where you still have waiting lists of 8,000, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 kids. And so we simply want to go in where local communities are investing. Let's match them. Let's leverage. Let's figure out how to work that together. And so, it's, again, no mandate or anything like that, but simply a partnership so that we are all working together on behalf of children and creating stronger communities.
Arne Duncan has been Education Secretary under the Obama administration since 2009. He previously served as the head of the Chicago school system.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.